Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Well, I hope you all had a good Christmas day. Our devotion for today is going to come out of 1 Kings chapter 19, which says this: Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So may the gods do to me, and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by this time tomorrow." Then he was afraid, and he arose and ran for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he asked that he might die, saying, "It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my father's." And he lay down and slept under a broom tree. And behold, an angel touched him and said to him, "Arise and eat." And he looked, and behold, there was at his head a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. And he ate and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, for the journey is too great for you." And he arose and ate and drank, and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mount of God. This is one of my favorite stories in the Bible, because its message is such a relatable and a practical one. This comes right after the famous story of Elijah going up against the prophets of Baal, and they're both going to offer a sacrifice, and whichever one God accepts is the acceptable sacrifice. They represent the real God. And so obviously the prophets of Baal cannot get fire to come down from heaven, no matter how long they take and how much they cut themselves and chant and do all kinds of craziness. Elijah has them throw a bunch of water on the altar. Water was scarce at that time. There was a famine. There had been no rain, a drought. And prays, and God sends fire from heaven. At which point the people are amazed and realize that God is the true God. He kills all the prophets of Baal. And after such an incredible victory, such an incredible opportunity to see God at work in real ways, in ways that many of us would long to see, Elijah gets scared. He hears that Jezebel, the queen, is going to kill him, and he's afraid, and he runs. He runs, and he tells God, "Kill me. It is enough now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's." There is sometimes real discouragement and letdown and an emotional come down off of really big, both victories or defeats. I think about our Christmas Day yesterday. Christmas for our families, December is very, very, very busy, all leading up to the big day. We have concerts, and we have parties, and we have Christmas lights to go look at, and presents to buy and to wrap, and Advent devotionals, and Christmas Eve services. And then Christmas comes, and it's the big day. We open the presents. We spend time with family. And then the day after that, it almost feels like, whew, that was a lot. And it's a reminder that God has something for us in those moments after the big day. Maybe your Christmas season was like that. Maybe it was quite the opposite, that you're missing family, and it was just you, or just you and your spouse, and you were wishing you could be with your kids and your grandkids, and it didn't work out this year. That's the same kind of really heavy day to walk through, maybe. On the other side of both of those things, God has some encouragement for us. First is that God remembers that we are, as the Word of God says, might remember that we are dust, that we are created beings, that we are physical beings. What does God do after Elijah's discouragement? He sends an angel to give him some food. There's a baked cake and some water, and he says, "Eat, nourish yourself." And this happens after he takes a rest. He sleeps. He takes two naps and two meals. God knows that we are emotional, physical beings, and that sometimes our greatest need is to rest, is to recuperate, is to look after our physical well-being. Obviously, the most important things in our lives are going to be spiritual. They're going to be what we do with Jesus, how we live for him or choose to not live for him. But we are also created beings. And so in this moment, the angel comes with food and says, "Take care of yourself." Then we are reminded when we can hear the voice of God the clearest. After this passage that we just read, God sends Elijah to a cave, and God sends a strong wind that just tears away at the mountain. But the Word of God says the voice of God was not there. And after the wind, God sends an earthquake. But the Word of God again says the Lord was not there. And after both of these big blusters of natural power, Elijah hears a whisper, a low whisper. And Elijah heard the voice of God in the whisper, that in the quiet moments, after the busyness and the craziness, if we are willing to listen, might be when we hear the voice of God speak. So today, on December 26th, or whenever you're listening to this, what does God have to say to us in the quiet? What might God be saying after the bluster or the letdown of a Christmas day? At least what he's saying is that I'm here with you. I still have plans for you. I'm still working in your life, and I want you to draw closer to me. So that's our challenge today, is that on December 26th, in this quiet between Christmas and New Year's, are we going to be listening for the low whisper of God's voice into our lives? What do you have for us today, our Heavenly Father? And so, God, that is our prayer today. What do you want to say to us? What are you doing in our lives? Is it to take a moment and to rest and recuperate? Is it to get alone away from the busyness and sit down and say, God, what is the low whisper of your voice saying to me today? And Lord, we pray that you would answer that prayer. God, that we may follow you more closely, that we may worship you more truly, that we may see you working in our lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk, Church Family. You are loved. Have a blessed day.